Hello, everyone. Welcome to Out Comes the Sun Radio and podcast on Dash, on iTunes, on Spotify, on Dash. I said Dash. On Dash. Dash, 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 Dash.
Wherever you can find us.
Wherever you can find us. And this is Melissa Yamaguchi, my amazing and wonderful co-host. Well, so today, gosh, we have so much. There's so much going on in the world. What are we?
I'll tell you something I discovered that was great. I want to apologize before we get starting. I may be grimacing, making faces, twisting my face, contorting it sometimes when we're in the middle of talking. I don't want to throw you off, my friend. I had some dental work done, and so my teeth are just like screaming at me as I talk. So if I put my lips over my teeth like I'm faking not having any, just ignore me. I'll tell you something that's really cool that I found that I was just reading about.
Yeah.
We know that exercise can help with the physical body and with cognitive decline. We know, stave off cognitive decline. We've learned about that. We even had a choreographer on one time who's got her dance program put together, movement program. So we've talked about this at length. But increasing research is finding that Tai Chi helps boost your memory. In particular, there's a form of Tai Chi Quan, which is a slower moving Tai Chi, which if done consistently 2 to 3 times a week, in 6 months will raise your cognitive memory points 1.5 to 2 points and can push your life expectancy forward 3 years.
Wow. Yeah.
On the second,
I have a really good friend that teaches Tai Chi. That's amazing.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh,
she teaches Qigong. Excuse me. Whoops. Anyway,
once we start putting two words together, it's all the same. So, other thing is, there's a form of Tai Chi Quan that is strong, that is more intense, that has more of it's kind of a ramped up version of it. And that can take your points up to 3 points and push your life expectancy up to 6 extra years. Now, what makes it more intense is that while you're performing the Tai Chi, the instructor will have you spell words backwards.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Nice. Right.
Yeah. So I'd have to think about that.
I did too.
Can you throw out the word Bob? Because then I'll be fine. I got Bob.
Oh my goodness, that's interesting.
It's fascinating.
It is fascinating. Through,
right? Move that body. Move that body.
Move your body. Well, you know, and I'm a big believer that I never learn things unless I've got motion. And I'm sure that it was why I struggled in school, seated at a desk, not being able to move. And I wasn't hyperactive. It's not now I know, however many years I've been on this planet, I figured out that my ability to process comes through physicality. You know, like I process information better in movement. That's interesting. I find that fascinating. I love all that.
I do too. It's good stuff. And the more that we can bring awareness through whatever it is that will help people with their mental health. When I was at the dentist this morning, I was talking to the ladies in the front office about their understanding of the correlation between good dental hygiene and cognitive ability. And they said, oh yeah. They said, listen, the bottom line is this. If you've lost teeth, or you're missing some teeth in your head, it's better to get a partial. It's better to get dentures. Because having something in the mouth is better than having nothing. Having no teeth in the head increases probability of cognitive decline.
Interesting.
I would
suspect because they're, all the meridians of your entire body are connected to the teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, in Chinese medicine, all of those pressure, all those things are connected. Yep. Connected to each organ, to each quadrant of the body. So it makes sense that you not having teeth is not a good thing.
They said dentures, partials. That's better than, you think, what about an older person who's lost?
So it must be the pressure.
The pressure. It's the pressure.
that is necessary to activate those. It's so interesting. I mean, we're such a puzzle piece, right? You know, you take one of the pieces out and then things aren't going to work.
It's like Jenga. We're like human Jenga.
Yeah, there you go.
A tooth comes out and the whole brain falls through the roof of the mouth. They said that, you know, I said, what happens when you've got like grandmas and grandpas who lose the majority of their teeth? And they said, dentures. Dentures are better than nothing. And I said, yeah, I mean, it's a better look too. So that you got that going for you.
I'm just thinking about, it's just so funny. We have an acquaintance, Bobby and I, in Idaho, and he hasn't had teeth like in a long time. And I have to say his cognitive abilities are not of the utmost, you know, whatever. It's not good. And it makes sense. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, he has not, like, I don't think he has any teeth on his, on the top. Like, I don't know why.
This is a person, you know?
This is a person. I don't know why he's never gotten anything. Somebody must have told him it was better to have nothing, you know, than get fake things or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. They talked about in it. One of the reasons why I suspect, Marielle, is because we know the importance of mastication. Of chewing your food, chewing it. So if you don't have anything in there, you're not able to chew.
No,
right? You're gumming. Absolutely. And gumming is not it, that. First of all, we talked about the three brains, the one in between your ears, the one in your chest, the one in your stomach, your gut. So if you're masticating, then the food is not being absorbed fully in your gut. So your gut microbiome, it's all, like you said, it's the puzzle.
It's all just this. I mean, we're such an orchestra, right?
Exactly. So, I like that word.
Yeah. I love that idea. I mean, yeah, it makes so much sense. You can't, well, teeth, you know, dental health, Bobby and I talked about it in a book that we wrote. I mean, dental health is so key to, and heart disease.
Yes.
People don't realize the plaque you get off your teeth when you, you know, floss, you know, do a water pick, whatever you do to get that off. It's so important. It builds up. We don't, otherwise we're just re-ingesting it. And, you know, and that bacteria is, it causes heart issues. Ooh.
Come on, man. Can we talk about Tai Chi again? Oh, this got a little nauseous.
Good. No, I'm this aging thing. It ain't no joke.
Listen, there's a reason they call it the hollers. I think that when people weren't taking care of their teeth, they're like, you stand over across the field, Ed, I'll just holler at you. You don't get any closer. Your breath stinks. How you doing, Ed? I'm doing all right. God. Well, that's good. Stay over there.
You know, I'm trying to think. It's very interesting because I'm trying to think. We had a dog. You remember Bindu? Bindu was a little Yorkie, and he lived to almost to his 22nd birthday, literally. I mean, it was like amazing. He was amazing, but he had no teeth. And when the teeth were removed, and apparently some small dogs benefit from this, but I don't know. I think it must be different for dogs because it actually helped him with, remember how greasy he was? But once his teeth were removed, he had no more problems. It must be different with animals. But I know that, you know, our dog Tree, who died of cancer, we couldn't get his, during COVID, we couldn't find anybody that could clean his teeth, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it was, we were in Idaho. And he didn't get his teeth clean. And he was slowing down. We found all this cancer everywhere. And it was correlated to, he had not gotten his teeth clean. And I feel so horrible that I didn't just like do it myself or something. Anyway, but that bacteria had gone all through his body. So it's clear that when, you know, you don't take care of your teeth, it causes a whole host of problems.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah, so please take care of your teeth and let's talk about Tai Chi again.
Yeah. Take care of your teeth and learn some Tai Chi. And if you want to know Mariel's friend, learn Qigong at the same time.
Qigong's supposed to be incredibly good for you. There's a lot because it's a movement of energy. It's very different. I don't practice it, and but I've done it with my friend a few times, and it's a fascinating movement because it's all based on trying to be really mindful in movement.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, it's really what yoga's supposed to be, but yoga has become this athletic kind of like, whatever. And I think people do it without the proper intention because it is supposed to be
Yeah.
about breath and movement and how that is all interconnected and how you can be present through movement and breath. But there's certain parts of Qigong, which I'm sure is like Tai Chi. It's like moving energy. I mean, you must
Yes,
know about
absolutely.
it. It's incredible. It's quite incredible, and people heal themselves of all kinds of things.
We don't realize we're doing it when we're holding our babies on our hips and we're
Yeah.
swaying as we're holding the baby, which is so good for our entire body after you've given birth.
Yeah.
It's the rhythmic moving and put what it's doing to your uterus and what it's doing to your entire body. It's so
Oh, that's
healing.
so interesting that you say that because Dree, my daughter Dree, I have a daughter and she has a baby, and they were up here. They spent the night at our new home, up here in the mountains, and she, I picked up the baby and I was holding the baby for a while, right? And I was like, "Damn, this baby's heavy." And she's like, and Dree is holding. She's 18 pounds now. She's holding this baby all day long, right? And she's like swaying back and forth and all that stuff. She's like, I don't notice it anymore. I said, it's amazing how as a mom, we accumulate these different things, but she's also doing those motions. It's like a natural thing. It's the way mothers return to normal because that 9 months of gestation and really recovering from the birth. Is they always say it takes 9 months to really re for your body to recover, and then of course you're not sleeping as much, so
Yeah.
there's all kinds of
I think it takes
different
almost 18
recoveries.
years if somebody needs to be really honest.
Exactly. It's so
Nine
true.
months.
I know, right? 9 months. I know. I know. Well, we're not talking about all kinds of different recovery. No, that's all about your. Did you recover from your childhood trauma? Are you giving it? Oh my God. I see certain aspects of my girls, and I'm like, oh, I did that. Oh, I definitely didn't clear that up first. Oh, they got a little of that going on. I don't blame them for being a little resentful. It's crazy. Oh my gosh. We have a really good guest today. We are.
Absolutely.
We're talking to somebody. I've actually been to where she works out of, and she does a lot of really cool work with mental health. She's doing a regenerative therapies and skin therapies and all kinds of stuff. She does a lot of work with stem cells. Yeah, she's fascinating. Joy Kong, Dr. Joy Kong. She's going to be very interesting for us both to talk to.
Absolutely.
I went in and got a treatment by somebody that works with her called Fotana, which is a, well, I should have her explain it, but it's laser and heat and I think if I don't have this wrong, bioresonance as well. So frequency
Yes.
too. And wow. It was really effective. Really, really cool. So that was cool. But more importantly, back to mental health, not my face and the look of my skin, which I'm enjoying right now. But she does a lot of work with ketamine. She educates other physicians on the principles of implementation of regenerative medicine. So I love that idea. I love when good, you know, good Western doctors get involved in this whole idea that, you know, the holistic viewpoint, which is really looking at the whole of everything, like when you're looking at healthy alternatives versus just the kind of, you know, chemical, you know, medicines.
Absolutely.
It's very cool. And so she's doing a lot of really interesting work. It was training at the UCLA School of Medicine. I'm excited to talk to her.
Yeah. I'm interested to hear what she has to say. I'm intrigued by the regenerative medicine and all the different modalities of it, you know, and I'm intrigued to find out, because our bodies are so different than our forefathers and our grandparents, our parents, because of all the things that we're doing now, you know, at the computer desk or whatever. So I'm intrigued to find out. And also, you know, we're much more sedentary. I'm interested. Yep. I'm intrigued to find out what all the regenerative medicine can do for us.
Absolutely.
As a mental health advocate and author, I love books. Books have the capacity to inspire, educate, transform, and ultimately help readers all over the world. So if you want to publish your book, or if you need help writing your story, I highly recommend Mindstir Media, rated the number one best book publisher around the country. Mindstir Media can help you no matter where you are in the book writing or publishing process. Go to mindstirmedia.com to learn more and schedule a consultation.
So welcome back, everybody, because we have such a great guest. I have had the great pleasure of meeting our guest, Dr. Joy Kong. And she is, well, I already described you in our, Melissa and I have a chat before we talk to our incredible guests. But you're such an amazing human being doing like really great stuff. And I was saying to Melissa that what I love is the fact that you're really combining this great knowledge of science and combining it with the whole idea of holistic medicine. And that, you know, the idea that we're just parts of everything, right? We've got all these different things going on. Please explain to our audience, really, what does that mean, regenerative medicine? What is that, you know, what is that concept? Like, you know, a lot of people, it sounds like, oh, it might be this, but what is it exactly? And what are you teaching other doctors?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. No one has ever asked that to me before. I think regenerative, it really is counting on the body's ability to repair itself. So whatever you can do to trigger that innate capability. So make the body come alive and just work on itself. So you can use something as advanced as stem cells or exosomes. You can use something as simple and old as ozone. Ozone therapy has been around for, you know, I don't know, you know, at least 100 and something years. So whatever you can do to trigger that potential.
That's amazing. And so when you talk about stem cells, because I've always been a little hesitant about stem cells, especially when it comes from I don't know. I just feel like, well, maybe you should explain it so that I don't tell you my weird fears about stem cells, because I know they're extremely effective, but I also know done incorrectly, they can be very harmful, right? Is that correct?
Well, I don't know how harmful. I mean, they definitely could cause harm. So what I see as harm will come mostly from two sources. One is from the embryonic stem cells. That's where people found out about it. You know, really the vocabulary came about the stem cells, because they realized, oh, so the embryo, you know, when it's, of course, that's a quintessential stem cell. From that one stem cell, you can produce a full human. But in the process, when it was just first started, within the first week or so, the cells are so potent that each cell that you can obtain from this little ball of cells, each one can form a full human. So you can take that one cell out and then let it divide, and that cell has the potential to form cells of any organ. So that's the original stem cell therapy, utilizing embryonic stem cells. The problem with the embryonic stem cells is that it can form what's called teratoma. So uncontrolled growth of a cluster of cells from all kinds of tissues and organs, you know, hair, teeth, and, you know, other organs all bundled together. So it's uncontrolled growth, right? It's a tumor. So embryonic stem cells have that potential. And we've later discovered that we can turn a mature adult cell, like a skin cell, into an embryonic stem cell. So you can revert it back to the embryonic state. So then that cell, the skin cell, now will have all the potential to form cells of any organ, any tissue. But then
they won't cluster and turn into, and they won't.
Will. And that's the problem. That induced pluripotent stem cells. So that's the formal name, IPS. So these stem cells also can cause teratoma. So they can also cause uncontrolled growth. So we haven't figured out how exactly to control them, to harness them so they won't do that. So you've got all the potential, and all the potential can go awry. On the other hand, the other extreme is cells from your own body. You can get stem cells from your own body, right? Whatever your age is, we can get it from your fat, we can get from your bone marrow. So we can get those out, but these are more differentiated stem cells. Some of the cells we're getting that now is the most famous is mesenchymal stem cells. So these are kind of the gold standard, but you can also get hematopoietic progenitor cells, or in each of your organ, there are tissue specific stem cells. Your liver has liver stem cells. So you can get, but let's just say mesenchymal stem cells, because that's what really people are going after these days. So you can take those out, even though they
your own body.
That's right, from your own body. Exactly. That you can get it from menstrual blood, from dental pulp. So you can get it from all kinds of places. But these cells, even though they don't have the potential to form teratoma, they have the potential to enhance tumor growth, because as adult cells, somehow they may have lost certain capabilities of recognizing cancer cells. Whereas the cells I'm using, which is umbilical cord sourced, is kind of the best of both worlds. And it's not as wild as the embryonic and induced pluripotent stem cells, but it also is smarter. It has some of the intelligence still in the cells that can recognize, oh, you are a cancer cell, so I need to kill you off. Wow. But if you are a good cell, then I'm going to help you grow. But older stem cells, like what's in your own body, I call it cellular dementia. It's almost like they got a little demented, lost some of their marbles, and they can't recognize, oh, this is a cancer cell. I need to send a different signal to tell them to die. So this is one reason I settled on using umbilical cord derived stem cells, because these cells won't cause new tumor and it won't promote existing cancers to grow. It actually can help kill them off. And it has been used for that purpose in cancer research, has been shown to have a lot of anti-cancer properties.
And are you doing, what kind of stem cell therapies are you doing? Is it all across the board? Are you doing cancer?
First of all, we're treading some territories here, you know, as doctors.
Yeah.
You know, there's some restraint on what we can say, because if there's no FDA approval for certain conditions, then we can't say, this can treat this condition. The only FDA approval for stem cell therapy is for hemoreconstitution, which means if we wiped out your immune system, like in the case of lymphoma, right, leukemia, or some autoimmune diseases, we can wipe out a person's entire immune system, you know, radiation, whatever we need to do to get rid of their own bone marrow. And then we can transplant somebody else's. We can use an adult bone marrow, or we can use cord blood. So the compositions are very similar, but the adult bone marrow requires full matching. So even a perfectly matched adult bone marrow donation can lead to rejection. But what's interesting is the cord blood, even though it's very similar to the bone marrow as far as cell composition, it doesn't have that potential because it's so young, it's able to adapt to the recipient. But these are the only indications for stem cells. Everything else we're doing off-label. Well, like a lot of things in medicine, we're doing off-label. The cool thing is that we do have a lot of research. This is one reason I founded the Academy, American Academy of Integrative Cell Therapy, because I want to show people, the doctors, You know, you don't just go around. I've heard some doctors, and this is really a miracle. This is a, you know, it does all this and this. You can't just say it without any evidence. So we know how the cells work, but do they work for this condition? What about that condition? So I'm compiling the research from around the world, showing different conditions and what stem cells can do. Some are animal studies, some are human studies. So in those cases, I never say, because we still don't have FDA approval in all these conditions, right? Let's say osteoarthritis, you know, lupus, you know, traumatic brain injury, you know, anywhere, you name it. So we don't have the FDA approval, but do we have clinical research evidence? Yes, we do. Most of medicine is practiced based on published literature. It's called evidence-based medicine. We'll talk about practice basing on evidence. So that's the evidence I'm trying to provide to doctors. So have I seen incredible success in very diverse diseases? Yes. What I focus on is what are the research evidence and why the cells may work in this circumstance, because that comes to how the cells work. I've seen, if people are interested, they can go on the website aaict.org. So that's the Academy website. And there are all these case studies of real people, you know, most of them are my patients, real people's cases of how they, you know, were treated using stem cells and what the responses are. And the diseases, you know, range from, you know, I've treated people with all kinds of autoimmune conditions, people with, you know, brain diseases, including multiple sclerosis and traumatic brain injury, ALS.
Only going to interrupt you because you brought up traumatic brain injury. And I think that's really important, especially for our show, because you know that we're kind of focused on mental health quite a bit. So explain to me that the effect that you've seen, and you can, and bring in your ketamine study, because you've done a lot of work for mental health too, right?
Yes. Yeah. I'm board certified, not only in anti-aging and regenerative medicine, but also in psychiatry and addiction medicine.
Wow. That's huge.
So I'm definitely very passionate about mental health. I mean, that's only what distinguished us, I guess, you know, for as humans, you know, it's really fascinating. But for traumatic brain injury, I've seen great results for dementia, multiple sclerosis, some improvements in ALS, and I've seen it in Parkinson's. So definitely, you know, stroke victims. So the cells, so for mental conditions, it helps fight inflammation. So that's one of the biggest, you know, mechanisms to reduce inflammation. So much of what's going on with us, including addiction, is driven by neural inflammation. If you can calm the inflammation, a lot of times, well, the drive to keep drinking or to keep taking drugs is going away. It's fascinating. So reducing inflammation, shifting the immune system to something that's much more pro-repair than pro-inflammation. And then it can break down scar tissue. It can help regenerating blood vessels, so supplying oxygen and nutrients, right? And then it can help protect tissue that may receive signals of damage, you know, like in stroke or crush injuries, you know, the tissue that didn't get damaged all around it could end up getting signals and dying because the center was the damage, but the cells in the center are sending out signals to tell everybody else to die. That's when your immune system, you know, it's going a little bit awry, you know, it's overreactive. It's just, you know, overzealous. And then the stem cells can also, you know, like I mentioned, anti-cancer properties, and it can, you know, it's really cool. I love the anti-fibrotic property, breaking down scar tissue. How many things do you know in medicine? You know, any doctor can really give you anything that can break down scar tissue, except for nowadays we have these energy medicine, you know, laser technology, but breaking down scar tissue and also helping replenish mitochondria, because these new and young stem cells contain this new, young, fresh, pristine mitochondria, and they can actually donate their mitochondria to your other cells and elevating your cellular energy. So from all these mechanisms, that's how the stem cells can be very helpful.
I think one of the things that I'm most excited about when you're discussing is the reduction of inflammation, because we know that we are much more aware of cognitive decline, of dementia, Alzheimer's. So noting that there is something that is readily available to reduce the cognitive decline, or at least put it at a pause, at a permanent pause, if you will. So my question, two things. Number one, I want to get something on the record. I would like it noted for the record to the public, and I want this on when we have this coming out in script one day, that my fat stem cells have dementia and have forgotten how to create abs and skinnier thighs. I now know what the problem is. Number two, how do you determine when someone is suitable? What's the assessment process to determine if someone is suitable, like if they're not too far gone, if you will? That's a horrible phrase, but when someone is suitable to receive help with cognitive decline. And I would assume let me be more specific, because cognitive decline could be from drug addiction. If it's from an aging process, dementia, moving into Alzheimer's, what's the determination factor, Dr. Kong?
Yeah, first of all, I don't think anybody is too far gone. We've treated this gentleman who has severe dementia to the point of urinary and fecal incontinence, laying in a bed, not recognizing family, giving this person stem cells. Within 24 hours, he was getting up, urinating on his own, and his personality was returning, conversing with his family. So nobody's too far gone.
Oh, that is the best news I've heard in a long time. It's beautiful.
Yes, yeah. It is beautiful. I mean, imagine, at the end of, the person still could be at the end of their life, right?
Yes.
But
yes.
At least we're giving the family back the real person. And also for him, maybe he can say proper goodbyes.
Yes.
It's wonderful. That is so, thank you for that.
Yeah, that's touching. That's really touching.
Yeah, do you do a lot of work with addicts for addiction? Do you do?
I haven't. I was a director of rehab centers, but I really, we can probably talk more about this at some point. No. I am not a big fan of the current treatment model for addiction centers.
Absolutely.
And no, we're disappointed. We're 100% in agreement with you, because they don't work, or they're simply not long.
Too high of a rate of recidivism. A rate of recidivism.
And somehow they accepted. They said, well, that's how it works. You're going to relapse. There's so much chance you're going to relapse.
And that's right.
That's just a money decision. That's just making money. Yeah. It's wrong. For somebody suffering, it's like you're not really giving that. You're sort of saying, well, we'll sort of help you. We'll give you a little, you'll have a bump where you're okay. It's like, no.
Yeah, I think it's become, just like the other hospitals is a business, has become a business. The business where the centers make a lot of money from the insurance. The insurance company make a lot of money from giving the insurance and having some arranged kind of arrangement with pharmaceutical companies. Yeah. Of course, the pharmaceutical companies are making great money. So everybody's making great money from these people who are very sick.
That's exactly
just like
right.
Cancer is big business, right? Perfect. We can keep these people sick, but then hopefully they can keep coming back for treatments. So while they're sick, we can give them all these drugs and make a ton of money. And then, who cares what happens to them later on?
Exactly. And then, I wanted to ask you, because you do so much. It's so exciting to talk to you, but you do so much. And ketamine hasn't it been very successful with addiction?
Yes, I think it can be very helpful. Yeah.
Well, any kind of brain issue, apparently.
Yeah. Ketamine, definitely very helpful. I remember treating this one patient. Yeah, got him quit smoking within a couple sessions. So that's, a tough one. And, I want to mention stem cells. I think it's completely untapped territory, because animal studies on stem cells, giving alcoholic rats stem cells. This is fascinating. So these are alcoholic rats. And they're just drinking, they're giving them all kinds, lots of, high concentration alcohol drinks.
And then, I'm laughing because I'm just imagining.
I got 15 jokes lined up. Just let me know.
I gotta have that drink. I gotta have that drink, stagger around is so fun. And so
okay.
I know these rats, what's interesting was that after they gave them stem cells, the volume of how much alcohol they drank was cut by, I think, between 70 to 80%. Drastic reduction. Wow. They simply don't have as much of a drive.
Why aren't we doing this for people?
But what's funny was another example. I think it simulates the rehab situation because they actually cut these rats off alcohol. So they made them, they stopped their access for alcohol for 10 days. And then they gave them either stem cells or control, you know, or placebo. And then I think it's four days later, they gave them free access to alcohol and see what happens. And the rats that got the stem cells, they drank about 80% less. So they just they didn't, you know, the relapse behavior was drastically reduced.
It's fascinating. That is really fascinating.
So fascinating. It's so great that you're doing studies on that. And that's what your academy is about, right? It's all about
education, because I'll tell you what, it's a little disappointing, but I understand, you know, doctors, you know, doing treatments and having their own practice is a business, but still, you know, there's certain principles, right? You need to still be a doctor. These days there's so much information. Who we are now, we are the teacher, we're the guide. So it's not like we are the only source of information, but we're the place where we can discern information for patients. But so many doctors that are doing stem cell therapy are not really educating themselves adequately when it comes to the science and the evidence. Yeah. Guess who they're relying on? They're relying on the reps from the stem cell company to tell them what to do. And that's just not the way to be a doctor. So I'm trying to
help. You're getting to like somebody off the street that was been trained by a company, like to say what they say and telling a doctor that should have deeper understanding.
Believe me, these reps are telling doctors, anyone can do this. So we're going to show you how to do it. Anyone can do it. But you know,
that's scary. You got an
IV. Yes. Yeah. But there's so much nuance to it. Yeah, people are doing it wrong. Simple thing about injecting, they're getting the cells from a vial and they're pushing it into the vein. You can't do that because, first of all, the cells have a tendency to cluster. So they can form a ball. A ball of 10 cells can cause an embolism. So there are small vessels, it can cause an embolism. Or, you know, the fact that most doctors don't know that when you put mesenchymal stem cells in a concentrated fluid, they can cause this hypercoagulation state. So people can have all of a sudden, right? There's more clot possibilities. So you don't want to do that. You want to dilute the cells in certain proportions. So these are things most doctors are, unfortunately, I think are still not doing.
Yeah, unaware of. And that's just, your education is imperative.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, wow. But hopefully the word is getting out. And
are you doing stem cells for beauty stuff? Are you doing any of PRP?
Stem cells. I've done injections into the face and hair. It works beautifully. But now I put stem cells into a face cream. The cells are not alive. I don't want people to get
face cream.
I've
got your face cream. It's quite good. I'm not gonna lie.
I think it's the best cream there is. I mean, that's the only thing I'm willing to put on my face. Seriously, I freak out if I travel and I forget my cream. But this is it's 100% natural, which is I'm a stickler about that. Just because as an anti-aging doctor, I know what all these chemicals can do. All these synthetic ingredients.
I know that the skin absorbs everything.
Oh yeah. Goes on the body goes in the body.
Exactly. And everybody sort of thinks it's like, oh, I'll just put this on and it doesn't matter. And it was interesting. I do a lot of holistic healing stuff. And I have a friend who does a scan. I'm sure you've done stuff like this, right? He does a scan and he actually saw, this was a while ago. He was like, has anybody put anything toxic on your skin? Because you're registering a toxic thing. And I was having some weird stuff with my skin. And it was probably, you know, I was probably on a set, you know, mm-hmm. doing something and had some makeup. No, not nobody intentionally put something, but you know, those chemicals are intense and we don't, you know, we don't think about it. We think, oh, you know, it's cheaper if I get this. And what's really sad is the quality products are more expensive because it's harder to make. I don't know. It's probably harder to make it.
You know, I think the way I made it, I think people end up saving money, even though it's not cheap, but it's all in one. So you don't need, I think it's ridiculous to have this full lineup of, you know, toner and serum and eye cream or and day cream and night cream. I don't think it's necessary. I think because we're making our product deep penetrating, so it goes really deep into your skin. You don't need to, you know, put a toner and a serum. I mean, serum is inside the cream. Everything is in there. It gets absorbed deeply and it's 100% natural. So you end up saving, you know, you don't have to buy a whole lineup. You just, this one, that's all I use.
So, you're right. And this is so good to know. For my personal bank account and everything else, I know, seriously, because I mean, all of us ladies out there that are listening, and to be honest, Bobby's very into his
I was gonna say some men too,
and yeah. some men too very I mean much. So into it, but it's like this lineup, and it's a joke because it also becomes so, like, I don't know. You just don't know what to do. And it's like, I've got this one for that one and that one for, you know, like, it's like taking too many vitamins. Cause I also think that that's like redundant at some level. I think you should only take what you're not getting from your food, right? If you're not getting it, you know, like why I think it's so important to take minerals, because our soil is depleted, you know? So, anyway.
Yeah. Well, there's so much information on you. There's so much misleading information about supplements, about skincare on TikTok. So no. Listen, TikTok is a massive influencer. So when you've got all these young gals in their early 20s and 30s, and I'm not an ageist, but when you've got them coming out with information that you need to have this skincare routine. And so all these young gals in their late 20s and early 30s are getting the whole kit and caboodle of 12 and 14 things to do to themselves, from their scalp to their face. And you're thinking, where's the backup for this? So yeah, that's why podcasts like this are so vital, with the information you're sharing.
Yeah, I mean, I packed so much into this one product, because not only it has umbilical cord derived stem cells with all the regenerative components that it contains, but also has a bunch of peptides. So peptides are like new form of medicine. You know, these are very much either completely natural or very much resembling the natural molecule, and exerts very specific biological function. So these peptides have been studied to reduce wrinkles, reduce inflammation, promote collagen production. I mean, real results, clinical results, you know, before and after, within like 28 days or so. So these are really fully supported by clinical research. So I have all these peptides, and then I have all these natural herbal extracts, natural oils, some are very potent. Wow. Some have sun protection properties. I don't use sunscreen. I don't like the idea of the sunscreen because of what it contains, because I think I may end up doing more harm than good. So, but my cream contains sun protection, UV protection.
What's the UV protection in your cream?
I can't remember which particular herb. I think there are a couple herbs that have those. Yeah.
No, I'm all for that. That's exciting. That's exciting to hear, because, you know, sunscreen is so, I mean, you know, but then there's that toss up, because you're like, God, I don't want to not go out with protection of some sort, you know, and I'm in the sun a lot.
You know what? I think it's,
She's got a hat. She's good.
First of all, do we know why there's skyrocketing skin cancer cases? Is it because we have more sun these days compared to a few hundred years ago? Or is it because our food is so bad? We're eating so much worse, and our environment is so toxic. So really think, because I think about the population that are indigenous, right? In certain countries, these primitive cultures, they're in the sun all the time. Do you hear about people getting skin cancer?
No, exactly.
No, they're very tanned. They're very dark. I love the sun, so I'm in the sun all the time. But my skin, I don't worry about my skin, because I'm eating very healthy. You know, I have do stem cell treatments, and then I have an incredible skin, you know, routine. So this cream, that's the only thing I put on my face.
Best way to protect your skin is to cut, is to, you know, like Melissa wears huge hat. You know, I try to be good, you know, wearing a hat. No, but the truth is, then don't get it, you know, don't have,
yeah,
you know.
I go on the beach looking like Sia, like the singer. I've got like a big hat coming over me. I don't care.
Yeah.
Well, I don't wear any hat. Like, I was like, oh, please give me this.
Like you.
My husband's also a hairstylist. So if I don't wear a hat and that hair color's fading, I'm going to hear about it. The sun does fade your hair color.
I see. Yeah. So, and in the cream, you also have all kinds of antioxidants and also prebiotics. So everything that's good to nurture your skin's, you know.
It really, I'm not kidding you. I really have used it, and I bought it, you know, when I did the Fotana, and I really like it. I really do. Wonderful. And it's like, I've tried, you know, a million products over the years, and I was, yeah, I'm really pleased. So
yeah, well, just for people who are curious, the cream is called Chara Omni. So Chara, you know, Omni. And so this cream really came about because I have personally bought all these products. I wasn't looking at, I mean, I was a stem cell doctor. I was trying to heal people from the inside out, right? I'm treating all kinds of chronic conditions. I wasn't thinking about the face. I mean, it took me a long time to get the Fotona machine into our clinic because it wasn't part of what I thought was my purpose as a doctor. But right. You know, selfishly, I wanted to look good myself. So I was buying creams that I think are going to be good for me. And I was, you know, looking at maybe technologies. That's how I came upon Fotona. Now we have it at the clinic. Yes. Fotona, I at first went to do it on myself. That's how I met Sydney, you know, our nurse, was that I went somewhere to get treated by her because, you know, I wanted to regenerate my own skin. But the cream came about because I was, you know, buying expensive products, you know, from, for example, you know, Korean products. And they said it's all natural. I said, great, it's all natural. And then when I started using it, I was like, well, I'm not sure, you know, it's okay. I'm not that impressed. And then I flip over the bottle to take a closer look at the ingredients. And I realized it's not all natural. I mean, like all these things that I absolutely cannot pronounce and all these, you know, all these ingredients that really have nothing to do with being natural. So I thought, you know, this is my...
And you, with your education.
I was gonna say, if you can't pronounce them as a doctor, there's no hope for mankind.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
Joy, you have to come back because, you know, there's no end to this conversation. we speak to our guests for 30 minutes only so that they'll go to your podcast, because you have a podcast, and I'd love for you to say what your podcast is.
Yeah, it's just called the Dr. Joy Kong podcast. So very simple. But I have a YouTube channel as well. There are a lot of great videos. I'm very much about education. Don't trust my word. Here, I'm educating you. I'm showing you research stats. So it's under my name, Joy Kong MD. So anyone look up Joy Kong. And so Kong, you know, is the K-O-N-G. And yeah, they will be, I think if anyone that's interested in regeneration, staying young, and they really, you know, owe it to themselves to understand it a little bit more.
100%. Yeah. And you're so good at education. You're so good at explaining the things that you do in such a very clear and understandable way. So I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you, Mary.
So great to have you on. You know, we're
yeah, you guys are a lot of fun.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, yes, really. It's just so, yes, it's so
absolutely
great to talk to somebody who's also, like, you know, we talk about it. It's like, selfishly, I wanted to find something for, you know, my, you know, like that's girls talking. That's girls talking about, like, look, you want to.
Yeah, I know some people say, oh, you know, I don't have any problem with aging. You know, I'm getting older and I'm fine with that. Yeah, but do you really want to decline? Are you really proud of declining and having more aches and pains and declined, right, you know, mental function?
Is but that you don't? Yeah, want? Our whole thing is you don't have to. That's a choice. I mean, you have to work to stay on top of it. So what you're doing and sharing with people is so important. So thank you. So you'll have to come back and we'll talk all about that next time.
Wonderful. We'll love to come back and chat with you too. All right.
Thank you so much, Joy.
Okay, you're welcome.
Well, that was so much fun. That, what an interesting conversation. I mean, well, you know, and selfishly, you know, I want to know more about my skin.
skin, brain, that, you know, one thing that I didn't get to ask her, we got to have her back on alone, is I've been reading incredible research on what stem cell therapy does for the joint trouble, your joint pain. So, I mean, there's so much more that we could talk about and what.
Oh my God. It's good. I mean, all those things were, I mean, they keep presenting in my life and your life. And I think that people need to know, what I just want people to know is there's all kinds of different information out there for mental health and, you know, like addiction, yeah. Like and like she said, you know, these old systems are breaking down and they're not working. You know, like you said, there's so much recidivism. There's, you know, people are not getting solutions out of a lot of money being put into systems that are broken. So that's, and really that's why we're here. I just want to say, hey, we found this and they seem to be having some success over here.
That's right.
That's why we talk to people like Joy and what a joy it was.
Joy in my heart.
Joy, 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 joy Kong. Anyway, thank you all for listening. What a wonderful show. We appreciate you so much. And remember that you're listening to Outcomes of Sun. And also, you are supporting the Mariel Hemingway Foundation, which is a resource navigator. We just want to help people find solutions for their mental health problems or addictions or whatever it is, whatever solutions there might be in their area. Now, remember, we are not there yet. So if you look us up online, MarielHemingwayFoundation.org, you will only see a landing page because we haven't built that yet, but we are in the process of doing it. So just remember that Outcomes of Sun helps the Mariel Hemingway Foundation for Mental Health as a resource navigator. And we'll see you again next week. Thank you all.